Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. I'm Eric and today's episode is going to be focused on several events happening across the United States, including Trump's first election rally. Without further ado, let's get into it. So, Donald Trump, the former president of the United States, has had his eyes on presidency in 2024, and he'll be soon be finishing his first election rally in Waco, Texas. Despite the recent criminal charges, Trump has rallied supporters to gather at an airport in Waco. A spokesperson for Trump has claimed Waco is chosen because it locates between major population centers and has the facilities to hold large events like these election rallies. So, what exactly is happening with Trump, though, as of recently? Well, Trump is currently facing some legal issues and being investigated. One current hot topic is an alleged hush money payment to silence an affair with porn star Stormy Daniels. Due to these ongoing investigations into Trump, the man has warned that the USA will potentially face death and destruction if he was charged, perhaps implying only he is fit for presidency and only he can lead the USA to greatness. So, how many people are actually going to be attending the rally? Well, Waco expects around 15,000, with most of these to be enthusiastic supporters. Anyways, moving on to the tornado happening in Mississippi. Well, at least 23 people were killed and many were injured and left harmed by the destructive tornado that traveled through Mississippi this Friday. Strong thunderstorms also plagued the area and the tornado reportedly left around 100 kilometers of damage. In addition to that, 4 people went missing and rescue teams are now coming and searching through the rubble and destruction for survivors. The governor has asked for people to pray and informed that the medical support, including ambulances, have been activated to reduce the damage. Unfortunately, that isn't the only thing happening, as just recently, 2 immigrants were suffocated to death upon a freight train, and 10 others were left in need of medical care. There were concerns about human trafficking, as it is suspected the injured and dead immigrants were undocumented, and events like these have happened in the same area before. However, Homeland Security has yet to confirm both the nationalities of the victims or if there were children and families on board. So, that's it for today's episode. Stay tuned and see you next time.